Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Lower commodity prices and higher production costs over the past couple of years have crop producers concerned about tighter margins and cash flow for their operations. The Federal Farm Income Safety Net provides substantial support to producers through commodity programs, crop insurance programs, and disaster assistance. Nebraska Extension Ag Policy Specialist Brad Lubin talks about how all of this ties into the Farm Safety Net program this year.
I think the changing economics and the changing attitudes amongst producers about the economic forecast ahead really increases the relevance of the safety net. If we talk about the very broad farm income safety net that's embedded in the Farm Bill, we typically are talking about commodity program support, crop insurance support, and disaster assistance programs, or at least standing disaster assistance programs. As we focus more on the commodity program support side, we're concerned about lower prices, high costs, tightening margins, and a question of how much support the commodity program may or may not provide. In the last several years, there's been very little support or payments out of the federal farm commodity programs because prices have been high relative to support levels. And even though they've been fluctuating and quite a bit of risk that producers face, they've been fluctuating at levels where supports generally didn't trigger very much. We may be in an environment now where suddenly those safety nets become more important year by year, and producers will have to really think about that going forward here.
Brad talks about how current market prices impact those safety net program payments.
So 2023 is a good example. The harvest is already a year behind us, right? But the marketing year just wraps up at the end of August, which means that the official marketing year, national marketing year average price is known at the end of September, which is why payments are made in October. What we know from the 2023 crop is that prices had fallen sharply from the 2022 and from the a few years before that. So prices were down sharply, but they were falling from levels that were far above where the safety net triggered. And so even though prices were down, they ultimately ended up at levels that were still above the reference prices where PLC would trigger. That's the price loss coverage program, the price-based commodity program safety net. So market prices had fallen sharply, but they were still ending up above PLC reference prices, which meant for base acres enrolled in PLC, ultimately there was no payment made for the 23 crop. For the program base acres that were enrolled in ARC, there may be a payment depending upon where you're at, because ARC faced the same sort of price decline, but if you add a price decline and a yield decline in areas, counties where yields may have been down, then you ended up with a revenue loss that compounded that and ended up in areas where we ended up with substantial payments. And so there are a number of crops in a number of counties for specific irrigated versus non-irrigated practices where ARC triggered payments on the 2023 crop. And by the time we calculate out exactly what that means on an individual farm, if it's an ARC county payment blended for their irrigated, non-irrigated split on the farm, or if it's an ARC individual coverage payment, by the time we put all those together, we're probably talking tens of millions of dollars of total payments for the 23 crop year that ended up in bank accounts here and helped out at least a little bit with cash flow this month here in October 24.
Today's program was a portion taken from a recent FarmCast podcast offered by UNL's Center for Ag Profitability. To hear the entire interview, go to cap.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. Stay tuned to Extension Almanac for part two of this interview, where Brad discusses future projections and the support farmers can expect. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.